This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about the most powerful force in the universe. The most powerful force in the universe is God's love. The most important fact in the universe is that God loves you and accepts you the way you are, but He loves you too much to let you stay that way. He loves you from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good your life can become when the power of God's love rolls through your heart and mind. God is the creator of unconditional love. He wrote the book on it, and it's a bestseller. Unfortunately, most people haven't read it, nor have they experienced its power. They struggle through life accepting counterfeit forms of love that do not satisfy. Trying to live without love is like trying to walk across the Sahara Desert without water. Millions of people die of spiritual thirst, unaware that they're totally immersed in God's ocean of love. They carry a backpack full of bad memories and damaged emotions. The longer they live, the more emotional damage accumulates. It's not surprising that so many people suffer from stubborn emotional problems that will not go away because they have never experienced the power of God's love and they have no reason to hope that their life will ever get better. When I rotated through psychiatry in medical school, I discovered that there were no magic cures for what ails the human heart and mind. I optimistically hoped that soon there would be great breakthroughs in medicine that would heal damaged emotions. People suffering from emotional distress would find treatment that would make them whole. For 30 years, I waited for the miracle to happen. Psychotherapy turned out to be a disappointment. As I read the books and ingested the psychological flavor of the day, the years thundered by and the miracle never happened. Now I know why. Emotional wounds don't heal properly without a liberal application of God's love. When God created the world, He didn't walk away when He was done. He didn't abandon His creation. Instead, He did an amazing thing. He poured Himself into the human heart. The Bible says that God is love. The power and presence of God in the world is love. From the very beginning, God has relentlessly poured His love into every open heart. God's love surrounds and sustains you. No matter where you go, God's love is there. Wherever you are, you will sink or swim in His ocean of love. Unconditional love comes from God. It's not in your chromosomes. You can spend $1 billion dissecting the human genome, and you will not find a single chromosome that contains even one molecule of unconditional love. It just isn't there. The only way to find it is to have a talk with God and let Him put it in your heart. It's a gift, and only He can put it there. Unconditional love is the power and presence of God at work in your life. If you can't see God at work in your world, it's because you've never opened your heart and mind to the power of His love. You have to open your heart for God's love to enter. When you do that, you become alive spiritually, and you dare to call God your Father. Once God's love gets inside, you experience His presence and power. Real power happens when you max out on God's love. It transforms your rational mind and heals your damaged emotions. Nothing is more powerful than God's love. When all else fails, when the hand of flesh falls limp, God's love remains unfettered and unstoppable. When His love comes in the front door, misery, despair, and depression head for the emergency exit. Every time you see love, you see the hand of God at work. God doesn't send bolts of lightning to shock you into attention or thunder His commandments into your mind. He quietly and unobtrusively puts His love in your heart and makes your life worth living. He gently reminds you that He is still there. You can see Him if you open your eyes and hear Him if you open your ears to His message of love. He's there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He wants to transform your life with real power and show you how to max out on His love. Love is the most enduring sign that God hasn't given up on us yet. We will know if God ever stops loving His world. If He stops pouring His love into our hearts, we will devolve into Humanosaurus Rex. we will become the ultimate predator, dominating and destroying the earth. Nothing will be safe from our loveless grasp. Armageddon will become a reality, and we will be without hope in a world without love. Most people live in survival mode, starving for love. They accept counterfeit forms of love instead of the real thing. There are many problems with counterfeit love, but the main one is that it lacks real power. Not only is it weak, it doesn't heal your hurts, and it often makes your problems worse rather than better. When someone sends the smallest flicker of love in your direction, you go head over heels and become disoriented. You are so hungry for love that you accept inferior substitutes because you have never experienced the real thing. Nothing is more powerful than God's love in its ability to transform the human heart and mind. Psychologists and psychotherapists have created dozens of therapies that approach the mind from different directions. Their advice proliferates endlessly, but they're long on advice and short on power. Too many of them worship at the Tower of Psychobabble when they could experience the real thing. What distinguishes psychobabble from God's love is real power. God's love has enough power to heal your heart and transform your mind. Nothing can do what God's love can, and nothing can do it as well. Furthermore, the positive effects last for eternity. You have a new mind and healed emotions, and the cure lasts forever. God's love isn't a pipe dream that promises one thing and delivers another. The final test of all forms of treatment is whether it works, and it must work on the hard cases just as well as it does on the easy ones. When all therapies have failed and fallen by the wayside, God's love endures. It never gives up and never surrenders to despair. Nothing is too hard for God. He created the human heart and mind, and He knows everything that can go wrong. He doesn't need to do research or ask anyone for advice. You don't have to wait for someone to discover the cure. God already has the cure for what ails you. He is the powerhouse of unconditional love and has an endless supply that will restore health to your heart and mind. Real power is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you need to do is max out on God's love. Now I want to give you an affirmation that will remind you of the most important fact in the universe. God loves me and accepts me the way I am, but He loves me too much to let me stay that way. God loves me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good my life can become when my heart and mind are full of God's love.